Good morning. We're learning the halachas of halachas neiros and etzusav Shabbos, the klal hey, and this limud is sponsored anonymously as a schus for those who need shaduchim. So the chayyadim is clarifying what one is allowed to do during Menach Moshes and during etzusav Shabbos. So the chayyadim says that mir lanochri is permitted for a malacha, even for malacha gemura, if it's a hefsa meruba, aba balav hachi. But if there's not a hefsa meruba, also afilo larmer lanachri, not only can you not do malacha yourself, you cannot do the rabbanans yourself, you can't even ask the guy to do malacha for you. V'davka benesh moshes, however, this that you can't ask a non-Jew is either in the case of benesh moshes, or afilo chatzi shor kadam alayla. So we're not talking about a case of Kabbalah Seber that was ready before in Simon Hey. Here we're in Simon Vav. And the Chayyadim says that the person comes to Benesh Moshes, or even a half an hour before Benesh Moshes, which the Chayyadim said before, that was the time of Tosef Shabbos. Zhoz Kavar, Kibluk B'chol Olam Shabbos. We have to assume that throughout the world, people already have been ready been Mekabel Shabbos. So that's a more chomer state of being. Because since elsewhere also people in Mekabel Shabbos, even though you are, this individual is living in a place where there's no tzibur, which is forcing him to be Mekabel Shabbos. So you don't have the Kabbalah's tzibur, but we have the Kabbalah's yachid, and he's really joining Klal Yisrael. So in that situation, Mir L'Nachmi is also. Aber yachid shekibel alav Shabbos mi boi yom gadol, a person who's individually is Mekabel Shabbos early, Mutalar Milanakri Lassus Komalachus Afila Shalit Sarach Mitzvah. See, he's allowed Amir Lakim is Mutter. He cannot do Malachus himself. Regards to the Rabbanans himself, it's the same as Ben Hashmoshes. He personally could do Malachus Ben Hashmoshes if it's something which is Nechbaz B'Torah, like the example of giving Tvilas Kalim. So his Kabbalah earlier in the day will function as akin to Ben Hashmoshes, even without a Kabbalah. That's regards to him doing Malacha or Rabbanans personally. But regards to this of Amir La'akum, he can ask an angel to do any Malacha, even not for a mitzvah. Kibin Shadayin and Tzibra Oysim Ba'atzman Malacha, the Tzibra has not been Makabal, it's his own personal Kabbalah. And the Tzibra is still doing Malacha. So we're not going to give him the chumrah of Isser Amir al-Nachri when the Jew next door is doing malach himself. And furthermore, the Amir al-Yisrael is also mutter. You can't say that the Jew next door who is not being Mekabel Shabbos can't do malacha for him, even though normally one Jew cannot do malacha for another Jew. And if a Jew does malacha on Shabbos, be Isser, we cannot benefit from the action that he did with certain rules about that. Over here, Mutter Lahanas Me'osu Malacha. So Reuven has been Mekabel Shabbos early. Shimon has not been Mekabel Shabbos early. Reuven realizes that he forgot to do something. So he can knock on Shimon's door and ask Shimon, please, can you help me with this? And Shimon can do that for him, and Reuven can benefit from that malacha. I want to clarify one point over here. This whole discussion about Amir Lanachri is all discussing about asking a non-Jew directly. We're not discussing about hinting. The rules of when you have to hint are is a different discussion. But all of these cases we've been discussing about until now, asking a non-Jew for this scenario we just gave, even not Letzarech Mitzvah, or later in the day, even Ben Hashmoshes, Letzarech Mitzvah, etc. We're all discussing about asking a non-Jew directly. You're giving him the exact directive what to do. And we're saying that that's going to be mutter. In the cases where that's not mutter, certain cases might be permitted through hinting, and we'll have to learn about those halachas later on. Ben Hashmoshes shal matzoy Shabbos nisbar l'kamam medin habdolah. So now, no longer, there is a difference between Shabbos and Matzi Shabbos. And there's Nisra Ben Hashmoshes and Matzi Shabbos. So are there any leniencies during Ben Hashmashus? We discussed some leniencies over here regarding Ben Hashmashus. At the beginning of Shabbos, do those apply to Motzei Shabbos as well? In some ways, Motzei Shabbos is more lenient. In some ways, Motzei Shabbos is more chomer. In regards to leniencies of the Rabbanan's Ben Hashmashus, there's an argument that the Mishabur brings in Simon Shimon Beis that it does not apply Motzei Shabbos since Shabbos already is in effect. Beinim Shabbos, Ben Hashmashus is a Sofik. So we say we'll be making on certain Rabbanans. Motzei Shabbos, the Shabbos has been in effect already. The question is Shabbos going to be bottled or finished? So the argument of Chazaka tells me that till we know for sure that Shabbos is gone, Shabbos is here. So that way it's more chomer. Regards to the Din of Sefes, person is extending Shabbos, is he allowed to ask a non-Jew or another Jew for work? So he will discuss that in Abdullah. There's certain leniencies in that regard. So, okay, with this, we've finished the discussion of Tosefes Shabbos. The next segment will deal with getting ready. The house should be ready for Shabbos, and then starting in Simchat Torah, he will start discussing the halachos of halachos neiros. Meanwhile, have a good day.